A Stalinist-era skyscraper that dominates the skyline in Warsaw, Poland, has two prominent members of the government calling for its destruction. The Palace of Culture, a huge grey structure, was a gift to the Polish people from Moscow in 1955. Some Poles called for its destruction when communist rule ended in 1989, but the clamour died down. In the years since, many citizens have come to appreciate the building's architecture and usefulness. The high-rise houses theatres, a university, a swimming pool and various offices. But Poland's deputy prime minister said Wednesday that the building is a relic of communist domination that he would like to see disappear. The deputy prime minister in charge of culture said a day earlier that he favours destroying the palace. The calls by the two ministers are consistent with the broader policies of the ruling right-wing Law and Justice Party, which seeks to purge all reminders of communism from public life. Others, however, caution that it would be extremely expensive and difficult to remove such a massive structure that lies in the heart of the city. The skyscraper is also listed on a registry of protected historical sites. For the Associated Press, I'm Udo Karolse from the Rivet World Desk.